Let us pray.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一起低头祷告。
Father, indeed, we turn our eyes upon Jesus.
主啊，是的，我们转眼仰望耶稣。
And let our cares and let all the concerns just drift away.
主啊，让我们一切的忧虑都变为虚空。
Let us focus on what your word has in store for us.
主啊，今天让我们定睛在你的话语上。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Well, it's good to be back here and see familiar faces.
很高兴在这边看到很多熟悉的面孔。
As well as new faces too, as well.
也很高兴看到有新朋友在我们当中。
When I was young, a little kid, I had this small little flashlight.
在我年幼的时候，我有一个很喜欢的闪光灯。
And when I would turn it on, it gave a small little light.
我把它打开的时候，它就会放射出一个很小的灯光。
When I opened up that flashlight, there was just a little battery.
当我把这个手电筒打开的时候，它有一个很小的电池。
So it got me to thinking, if I wanted a bigger light, I got to get a bigger flashlight.
当时我想，我如果想要有一束更强的灯光，我需要一个更大的手电筒。
So I got a bigger flashlight with a bigger battery.
所以我买了一个更大的手电筒，有一节更大的电池。
And the light shined brighter.
那手电筒的灯光也更加的闪耀。
And I thought to myself, not only do I need to get if I want this to shine even brighter, I need to get a battery. I mean, need to get a flashlight with even more batteries.
当时我想，我如果还想要更强的灯光，我需要一个更大的手电筒。
So I got a flashlight that had multiple batteries stacked into it.
所以我买了一个更大的手电筒，里面放好几节电池。
And so when I would turn it on, it was incredible light.
当我把新的手电筒打开的时候，它的灯光非常的耀眼。
Well, I would go on further, but I ran out of money at that time.
我想要买更大的手电筒，但是我没有零花钱了。
But my point is that when there is light, it makes things visible, doesn't it?
我想要说的是，当有光的时候，世界上的一切都变得清楚。
Light illuminates.
灯光能够照耀一切。
When there is light, we see things.
当有灯光的时候，我们可以看见。
Conversely, when there is no light,We do not see things.
换过来说，当没有灯光的时候，我们就看不见。
Think for a minute, just as a light make things visible, when we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine true light, he makes things visible in a different way.
就像是有了灯光，我们就能够看到。当我们想到主耶稣基督那个真光的时候，他也让一切变得让我们能够看见。
When the light of Christ, the spiritual light hits the living soul, you see the spiritual realm like never before.
当主耶稣的灯光照耀我们的时候，我们就在灵里看到神的国度。
And for those that have received Christ, subsequently, when you do, you end up shining his light in your life.
所以对于那些接受认识耶稣的人，当我们接受这个真光，这个真光也会透过我们照耀世界。
The light, the true light and the light of the world are all featured descriptive terms of the Lord Jesus Christ.
很多人用真光来形容主耶稣作为世界的光。
Jesus is referred to the light because by him everything in the spiritual realm is illuminated.
耶稣是真光，因为通过耶稣的真光，所有神的国度的一切都得到照耀。
Apart from Christ, there is no true understanding. We would still be in darkness.
如果没有耶稣的真光，我们就生活在黑暗当中。
Jesus is the living way of divine power, moving at infinite speed, shining glorious. Jesus is the Word who is the light that overpowers darkness.
基督耶稣是真光，他以无限的速度在这个世界当中行走。耶稣的灯光，耶稣的真光，在我们的黑暗世界的黑暗当中照耀。
This morning, as we venture into your scriptures, we will realize how fantastic and marvelously the true light shines.
今天早上，在我们打开神的话语的时候，我们一起来学习，来看到耶稣的真光怎样照射在这个黑暗当中。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 1.
我们一起打开圣经到约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, and we're going to be taking a look at verses 9 through 13.
我们约翰看到约翰福音第一章第九节到第十三节。约翰。
Go ahead, Yifan.
约翰福音第一章第九节到十三节。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话语。
This morning I'm going to give you a couple of points, and beginning with the first one is the true light shines perspective about Christ.
今天早上我们一起来学习关于耶稣基督作为真光照耀这个世界。我要说的第一点是我们可以透过真光来认识基督。
So the first description we find about the light is that it is the true light. Christ is the true light.
耶稣基督是真光。
Now when we think aboutthat is true, we naturally think of a comparison to that which is false.
当我们想到耶稣是真光的时候，我们也想到有一个对比是不对的。
We should understand how John also puts it, is that John is not saying that Jesus is one light among many, but rather Jesus is the definitive or defining light.
在这里，约翰想要说的是，耶稣并不只是真光，多数光源当中的一束。耶稣是决定性的光。
So when he uses the word true in Scripture, John is saying that Jesus is the preeminent, the actual light. He's the legitimate light, not a battery-operated light.
当约翰在这边说到耶稣是真光的时候，他的意思是耶稣是超越的，是真正的光。耶稣是真正的光源，而不是一个用电池可以提供电力的光源。
We should be familiar that Jesus is the light of the world. He is the preeminent, the pre-existence. He is the Lord God.
我们应该看到耶稣是世界的光，他是超越万物存在以先的，他是主，他是神。
God's glory shines in him.
神的荣耀也通过耶稣基督来闪耀。
In other words, it's part of his nature to shine.
换句话说，闪耀光芒是耶稣天性的一部分。
Now think for a moment. There is no other revelation, there is no other manifestation that could match the illumination from this true light.
换句话说，没有任何其他的启示可以与耶稣的真光相媲美。
More specifically, Jesus is the perfect expression, the revelation of who the Lord God is.
换句话来说，耶稣基督乃是神完美的体现。
So when we think about the incarnate Christ, there's no greater revelation, no greater light than Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the clearest message of God.
当我们想到耶稣基督道成肉身的时候，没有比耶稣来说更伟大的启示，也没有比耶稣更伟大的光芒。
Nobody does it better. Nobody shines like Jesus.Nobody can even match his glorious light.
没有人可以比耶稣做得更好，没有人比耶稣的光芒更加耀眼，也没有人能比得上他那么的闪耀。
And no one really could see the full glory of Christ until he came into the world.
在耶稣基督来到这个世界之前，也没有人能够看到他全部的荣耀。
So notice what the first verse says. It says, the true light,which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
第九节说到，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Now right away, I'm thinking, wait a second, gives light to everyone.
我突然想到，经文为什么说给每个人带来光明呢？
This means that Jesus is the only light, the only sufficient light.
这意味着耶稣是唯一的光，唯一足够的光芒。
He is the one light.That can enlighten man.
耶稣的光可以照亮每一个人。
You know, because we are deceived, because we are blind and desperately in the dark, Jesus had to come into the world to give light, to illuminate, to open our eyes.
因为我们被欺骗，在黑暗当中迷失、绝望，耶稣来到这个世界，打开我们的眼睛，赐我们光明。
Jesus came to give light, to open our eyes, particularly towards eternal life.
耶稣打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到永生。
Jesus would say in John chapter 8, verse 12, he would say, I am the light of the world. No man who follows me will ever walk in darkness.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章十二节说道，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不再在黑暗里走了。
The bottom line is the light of salvation shines only in Jesus Christ.
我想说的是，救赎的光只在耶稣基督当中闪耀。
There is no other light that brightens the world like Jesus Christ.
没有其他任何的光芒能够像耶稣一样照亮世界。
There's no other light that illuminates in the souls of men and women like Christ.
没有任何其他的光能够像耶稣的光一样照亮人的灵魂。
Jesus is the only one light by which we experience true life, true hope, and true meaning.
只有通过耶稣的光，我们才能够体验生命真正的希望和真正的意义。
Jesus is the only one light through which all is broken and in dark is restored to wholeness and life.
只有通过耶稣，所有的破碎和黑暗才能够恢复完整，恢复生命。
Let me say this, if you accept the light, you are saved.
如果你接受耶稣，接受这真光，你就得救了。
However, if you reject the light, you are saved.Judged.
然而，如果你拒绝耶稣，拒绝他的真光的话，你就被审判。
Our passage continues. He said that Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him.
经文第十节说到，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
So notice the phrase, "He was in the world." In other words, he existed here in this world.
经文在这边说到，耶稣在世上，他也生活在这个世界当中。
Literally, he was in the world that he made.
他生活在他自己所创造的世界当中。
We know through other scriptures that the world was made by him.
我们通过经文知道，世界乃是耶稣所创造的。
We also know that he was in the world for 33 years.
我们也知道，耶稣在世上33年。
At the same time, he was present in creation.
同样，他也在创世的时候就已经存在了。
We know that Jesus grew up in Nazareth for 30 years.
我们知道耶稣在拿撒勒城生活30年。
And if you think about it, the people of Nazareth had him in their own backyard for 3 decades, but they did not know him.
拿撒勒人虽然与耶稣一起生活30年，他们并没有，却没有真正的认识他。
Our passage says the world did not know him.
经文说，世界并不认识他。
Yet Christ was proclaimed all around.
然而，耶稣却在当时的整个世界被宣扬。
Remember the voice of God was heard all around when Jesus was baptized.
记得，在耶稣受洗的时候，所有人都听到了神的话语。
God said in a loud voice, recorded in the Gospel of Mark, "This is my beloved Son."Whom I am well pleased.
马可福音记载到，在耶稣受洗时，上帝的声音响彻四方。神说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
When Jesus began his public ministry, he began to preach, and the first phrase he said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." However, what happened next?
当耶稣开始传道的时候，耶稣开始传讲神的国近了。但是然后发生了什么呢？
The people listened to the word, but they did not respond to his word.
以色列人听到了耶稣的话，却没有进行回应。
And eventually, even the religious leaders eventually conspired against him.
最后，宗教领袖密谋杀害耶稣。
So think about this. For 3 years in his public ministry, Jesus traveled all around Israel.
耶稣在他三年在众人面前传道的时候，走遍以色列。
He fed the 5,000. He healed the blind.He banished demons. He calmed both the winds and the waves.
耶稣喂饱5000人，医治瞎眼的，驱逐恶魔，平静风浪。
He met with people. He talked with people.
他到处与人会面，与人交谈。
This was God on display. This is God in the human flesh.
这是耶稣道成肉身，是神彰显神性的时刻。
God incarnate, walking the same dusty roads. However, he also demonstrated the power of God.
神道成肉身，走在尘世间，他也展现了神的力量。
He just demonstrated mercy and grace. He forgave sinners.
他展现了恩典和怜悯，并且宽恕罪人。
Jesus put himself on display daytime, nighttime, anytime. The true light shined.
耶稣昼夜展现自己，闪耀真光。
This is the greatest manifestation of the Savior who willingly, knowingly, sacrificially suffered and died on the cross.
这是救世主最伟大的彰显，因为他心甘情愿在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Yet despite the world he made, the world that he was in, Scripture tells us that the people did not receive him. They did not know him.
然而尽管耶稣创造了这个世界，生活在这个世界，但是经文告诉我们，人们却不接受他。
So the true light shines perspective about Christ.
我们可以透过真光来认识耶稣。
But I also think that the true light also shines perspective about sinners.
我们也可以透过真光来认识罪人。
So get that phrase down. The world did not know him.
经文说，世人却不认识他。
He came into his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
经文说，耶稣来到世上，但是世人却不认识他。
There are many ways to understand that. Simply put, we are all sinners.
有很多方法可以来解释，但是简单的说，我们所有人都是罪人。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章二十三节说到，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We understand the fall of man in the book of Genesis.
我们也在创世纪当中看到人类的堕落。
And speaking of Genesis, we understand that mankind is cursed.
说到创世纪，我们在创世纪当中看到人类是受到了诅咒的。
We also understand when you read through the book of Genesis, because of the rampant evil and deviant behavior, God wiped out the entire, almost the entire human generation, with the exception of Noah's family, who God preserved.
我们在创世纪当中看到，由于人类的邪恶和越轨的行为，上帝决定要消灭整个人类，只有挪亚一家幸免于难，上帝保全了他们的生命。
What am I saying? I'm saying this, that there is trespasses in every tribe, there is rebellion in every race, and there is insubordination in every individual.
弟兄姐妹们，归根结底，每一个部落都有过犯，每一个种族也都有叛乱，每个人都会悖逆。
And verse 11, it takes us deeper in understanding our depravity. It says that he came in his own, and his own people did not receive him.
第十一节当中，我们更加深入的可以理解到我们人类的堕落。十一节说到，他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。
They rejected Jesus.
人们拒绝认识耶稣。
This is not simply, oh, they were stubborn. This was not simply, oh, they didn't know. But this is the wretchedness, the deep down into darkness.
这不光光只是人性的固执或者是无知，这是一种深深的悲哀，是陷入人性深处的堕落。
And this is what happens when anyone rejects the true light.
当人们拒绝真光的时候，就会发生这样的事情。
You could say, well, it's one thing to reject the prophets. It's one thing maybe to reject the written scrolls, the Bible, but to reject incarnate, that's a very strong indictment.
也许拒绝一位先知或者拒绝接受圣经没有什么大不了的，但是拒绝道成肉身的上帝，拒绝耶稣是应当被控告的。
Friends, we should know that Jesus was sent from heaven above, the brightest, the most glorious light, full of grace, full of truth, the bright and morning star, the clearest manifestation, the revelation in the world of sinners.
朋友们，耶稣是神从天上被差来的。他是世界上最明亮、最耀眼的光芒，是充满恩典和真理的，是最明亮的晨星，是罪人世界当中最清晰的表现和显示。
Yet what happened? Rejection, denial, disbelief.
但是人们却拒绝他，否认他。
This is the most dramatic evidence of human depravity.
这是人类堕落最明显的证据。
It's one thing to reject the prophets, but it's another thing to reject the only Son.
也许你觉得拒绝先知没有什么大不了的，但是拒绝耶稣，拒绝神唯一的独生爱子。
It's one thing to reject the written word, it's another thing to reject the living word.
也许拒绝神的话语，你觉得没有什么大不了的，但是拒绝神的道。
The true light is on display, but the flip side, the dark depravity of mankind had never been so evident.
一方面，真光在这个世界上展现，但是另一方面，人类的黑暗和堕落却从未此明显过。
Think about it. The city of Nazareth, where Christ had been born, they had him in his backyard, but they did not.Notice they did not acknowledge that Christ.
即使耶稣在拿撒勒城生活这么多年，以色列人依然选择拒绝他，否认他，不信他。
How about the city of Cana, where Jesus visited? The first miracle was there, the wedding, the water into wine.
在迦南城的婚礼呢？耶稣在那边将水变为酒，行各样的奇事。
The wedding party didn't acknowledge Jesus.
当时参加婚礼的人也拒绝了耶稣。
What about Jerusalem with the holy and the anointed one in the holy city?
在耶路撒冷城又发生了什么呢？
They did not believe.
以色列人也并不相信耶稣。
When the true light came into the world, he illuminated the darkness of the human soul on the spot.
当真光来到世界的时候，这真光就照亮了人性的黑暗。
In other words, people were exposed.
换句话说，人类的罪恶得以被揭露。
People, it was flagrant to flat out reject Jesus.
人们拒绝耶稣的事实是令人瞠目结舌的。
Jesus standing in their midst, teaching in their circles, performing miracles, yet people sent him away. They threw rocks at him, and they left when he said, "Pick up the cross and follow me."
即使耶稣在众人当中教导。创造奇迹，然而人们依然把他赶走，不相信他，用石头丢他。当耶稣说背起十字架跟随我的时候，当众人就离开了。
In this passage it says they did not know him. In the book of Romans it says they did not honor him.
今天的经文告诉我们，他们不认识他。罗马书当中也说，人们并不尊重耶稣。
If you think about it, God had gave plenty of evidence, plenty of advance warning before Christ arrived.Plenty of testimony that's written in Scripture.
上帝已经给出了关于耶稣道成肉身充足的证据，在他降临之前给了充足的警告，也在圣经当中给了充足的证明。
In John chapter 5, I had to give a quick, short summary of that. Jesus is asking the people, "Can't you believe in my witness? Can you believe in my words? Can you believe in my works?"
约翰福音第五章说到，耶稣说。你能相信我的见证吗？你能相信我的话吗？我做的功呢？
In verse 24 of John chapter 5, Jesus says, whoever hears my words and believe in him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
约翰福音说到，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，他不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Friends, it makes us pause for just one second.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们停下来想一想。
Do we believe in who Jesus is, and do we believe in the work that was done for our behalf?
我们是不是真的相信耶稣基督道成肉身，并且相信他在十字架上为我们做的功呢？
In verse 11, the passage continues, and it says that he came into his own, and his people did not receive him.
第十一节说到，他来到自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
His own people, his own nation, his own countrymen, his own people.
他自己的族人，他自己的国人。
Throughout the Old Testament, God referred them to be my people, my people.
在旧约当中，上帝称以色列人为我的子民，我的子民。
Those are the ones who believed in the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the Old Testament.
以色列人口口声声说相信亚伯拉罕的上帝、雅各的上帝、旧约的上帝。
They were the people that made the sacrifices, wandered in the wilderness, built the temple, etc.
这些人为神而做出牺牲，在旷野中徘徊，建造了为神建造圣殿。
These were the most religious people you can get.
这是你能够找到的最虔诚的人。
So what am I pointing out? In verse 10, it points out the world. In verse 11, you have the nation of Israel.
第十节当中我们看到了世界，在第十一节当中我们看到了以色列。
And both the world and the nation rejected him.
世界和以色列人都拒绝了耶稣。
He came into his own, and even his own people did not receive him.
即使耶稣基督自己的族人也拒绝相信他。
Some of us who have read through the book of Acts know very well that this people group rejected Christ while he walked on earth.
我们也记得在《使徒行传》当中说到，是以色列人即使是在耶稣行走在这个世界上的时候也不相信耶稣。
Jesus came into his own, but his own did not receive him.
耶稣来到他自己的族人当中，但是以色列人却不接待他。
Let me say the third point is that the true light shines perspectives about Christ himself.
我们也可以透过耶稣的真光来认识他自己。
True life shines perspective about sinners, it shines perspective about believers, and it shines perspective about Christ himself.
我们可以透过耶稣的真光来看到认识罪人，认识耶稣自己。
Notice the verse that says, but to all who did receive him,who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
十二节说到，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
So to receive means to believe, to trust, to welcome Jesus in your life.
接受耶稣，也就是相信耶稣，欢迎耶稣到你的生活当中。
Further down, John, the writer of the Gospel of John, clarifies what it means to believe in his name.
约翰也在接下来的经文当中进一步阐明了什么叫做相信耶稣的名。
His name refers to all that Jesus is in his person as the eternal word in the flesh.
他的名就是指耶稣基督作为肉身永恒的一切。
It refers to all Jesus did, more specifically dying on the cross as the substitute for your sins.
他的名也是耶稣所成的功，更具体的说，是耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死所成就的。
So believing in his name means you stop relying on your own merits or works as the way to approach God, but instead you totally trust upon Jesus and his finished work on the cross.
所以相信耶稣基督的名就意味着你不再依靠自己的功绩和工作来接近上帝，而是完全相信耶稣在十字架上所为你成就的功，相信他的名意味着单单信靠耶稣。
Bottom line, believing in his name means to trust Christ alone.
相信耶稣的名就是要单单信靠耶稣。
As we understand in this text, those that embrace Christ, those that have received Christ, to them they become the children of God.
对于那些接受拥抱耶稣的人来说，他们就成为了神的儿女。
What a dramatic shift that takes place here! They become the children of God.
那些接受耶稣基督的人就成为了神的儿女，这是一个巨大的转变。
This is the perspective about believers. Now they're all those who believe. They are part of the family of God.
现在所有的信徒，那些所有相信的，都成为了神家中的一员。
For those of us who believe in his name, who are we? We're not religious people. We're not moral people. We're not Sunday people. But according to this passage, we are children of God.
我们是谁呢？我们这些相信耶稣的人，我们不是宗教人士，也不是道德人士，不光光是礼拜天去教会的人，但是根据这段经文，我们成为了神的儿女。
And we call God our heavenly Father.
我们也因此称神为阿爸父。
Because of Christ, we speak freely, personally to God the Father, understanding His mercy is upon our destiny.
因为基督的赎罪和怜悯，我们可以毫无拘束的、自由的与父神交谈。
When we believe by the grace of God, we become.
当我们相信神的恩典的时候，我们就成为神的儿女。
To become speaks of the power and the creativity of God.
成为神的儿女彰显了神的力量和创造。
To become means to be created.
成为神的儿女意味着我们被重新的建造了。
Now we already are already created physically, but when a person believes, we become or we have been created as his spiritual children.
我们已经在肉体上被创造了，但是当一个人相信耶稣的时候，我们在灵里被重造为神的孩子。
And if you want more information about it, it's being born again in John chapter 3. The new birth, born spiritually.
约翰福音第三章也说到过人的重生是灵里的新生。
The one who created us physically creates us spiritually in his mercy.
约翰福音说到，那创造我们生命的人在灵里面重新建造我们的生命。
Regeneration takes place in the new spiritual birth.
重生是在我们灵里的新生命当中创造的。
And this is how it's done. It's we are not born because not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but by God or but of God.
这也是经文十三节说到的，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Verse 13 describes those in verse 12 who believe in Jesus.And have become his children, a part of the family of God.
今天经文第三节、十三节当中也描述了十二节中那些相信耶稣并且成为他儿女的人。
They were born, and it was not a natural birth.
他们的重生并不是一个从血气上来的。
Blood it literally refers to human ancestry.
这里的血气的意思也可以解释成为血统，是人类的祖先。
The will of the flesh refers to the decision of human parents to have a child. The will of man refers to human willpower.
十三节经文当中说，从情欲生的指的是父母想要传宗接代的欲望，从人意生的是指人类的意志力。
So what does this mean? No birthright, no ancestry, not even our determination, not even our willpower can save us, but only God.
所以我们与生俱来，就我们与生俱来的特权，或者我们的祖先，甚至我们的决定和意志力都没有办法拯救我们，只有神才可以拯救。
Friends, the true light shines. It shines on himself, Christ.
朋友们，耶稣基督的真光照耀，照耀着耶稣基督自己。
It shines on the nature of sinners. It shines on that we need a Savior such as Christ.
耶稣基督的真光照耀着我们作为罪人的本性，让我们知道我们需要耶稣。
Lastly, the true light shines perspective about God.
最后我们也透过耶稣基督的真光认识神。
I want to let you know that about God, that God is mighty to save.
神的拯救是有大能的。
He's mighty to save. God's regenerating power, that's the thing that transforms us.
是神拯救的大能改变了我们。
The birth of a child of God is not a natural birth. It's a supernatural work of God in regeneration.
作为神的儿女，我们的重生并不是一个自然生理上的重生，而是上帝超自然的在灵里的再生。
You know, a person may welcome Jesus and respond in faith and obedience to him, but the prior mysterious work of the Holy Spirit is the trigger, is the cause of regeneration.
一个人可以欢迎耶稣，并且信靠他、顺服他、回应他，但是是圣灵在先前神秘的工作，让他获得再生。
If we had to think about it, just as we have nothing to do with a physical birth, so we had nothing to do with our spiritual birth.
正如我们与我们自己的肉体的诞生无关一样，我们灵命的重生也是与我们自己无关的。
It is the power of God. It is the salvation of God. It's the will of God. It's the glory of God.
是神的力量，是上帝的救赎，他的旨意，他的荣耀，能够让我们在灵里重生。
So the true light shines perspective of God.
所以我们透过耶稣的真光来认识神。
The true life which gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
耶稣的真光来到了这个世界。
Friends.May I ask, have you received the true life? Have you believed the true life in Christ?
朋友们，你已经接受了耶稣的真光，你相信耶稣了吗？
For those of us who do believe, what does it mean for us the here and now?
那对于我们这些信徒来说，这意味着什么呢？
What does the true life mean for us as believers, as children of God?
对于信徒来说，对于神的儿女来说，真光意味着什么呢？
We should know the true light. And now, because we have the true light, we are in the light. The very light that overcomes all of the world's darkness shines in our souls.
作为信徒，我们应该知道，因为有了真光，因为有了耶稣，我们生活在光中。那光战胜了世界上所有的黑暗，它照亮了我们的灵魂。
So, if we face any trials of sorts, tribulation, distress, even if we experience crisis or challenges, we can look to God.We could trust in him as darkness seemingly closes in because we know the true light shines in our soul.
所以无论我们面临何种的考验，面临何种的痛苦和艰难，我们都可以来面对它，因为是耶稣基督的真光照亮我们的灵魂。
And because of Christ, the true light, we can and will overcome the darkness.
因为我们的灵里有耶稣基督的真光，我们可以克服灵里的黑暗。
In the book of Revelation, it says, "In Him, in Christ, light will consume darkness."
启示录中说，在耶稣基督里面，光明将吞噬黑暗。
Brothers and sisters, we should know that no darkness can stop the amazing plan of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应当知道，没有任何的黑暗可以阻止。神的计划。
The true light is our hope.
真光是我们的希望。
Because Jesus is risen, so shall we rise.
因为耶稣基督复活了，我们也将复活。
And on the other side of eternity, we will see the light ever so brightly than before.
在永恒的另外一边，我们将看到比以前更加璀璨的神的光芒。
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, when it closes, it says, "The city has no need for sun,or moon to shine it. For the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light, nations will walk, and the king of the earth will bring glory into it, and the gates will never be shut by day. There will be no night there."
启示录二十一章说到，那城又不用日光照耀，因为有神的光，荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，国家将在他的光芒下行走。地上的君王将把他们的荣耀带入其中，大门在白天永远不会关闭，那里不再会有黑夜。
What am I saying? I'm saying this: rest in the true light, and let Jesus shine ever so true in your life and throughout all eternity.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们在耶稣基督的真光当中安息，让耶稣在你的生命当中用永恒的光芒照耀你。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the true life in Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你的真光照耀我们。
We have to ask forgiveness because we sometimes are shortening our understanding about the power and the presence of Christ.
我们请求你的宽恕和原谅，因为我们有时候不能够完全了解主你的荣耀和光芒。
Sometimes the way we live.In contrary to what the true life gives to us.
主啊，有时候我们的生命确实与你的光芒恰恰相反的。
The true life illuminates in our lives that we may not only see, but that we would live confidently in Him.
主啊，请求你的真光照耀在我们的生命当中，让我们可以紧紧地跟随你，有信心地跟随你。
And because we have the true light, Father, we could shine His light to others.
因为主啊，我们有你的真光，我们可以将这个真光照耀在其他人的生命当中。
And oh, do we pray for those who do not have the light because they are walking in darkness?
主啊，我们不光为那些在黑暗当中的人祷告。
And we know that we are at a loss because they are in darkness and we can't do anything about it.
我们知道那些人行走在黑暗当中，他们自己没有办法拯救自己。
But we pray that you would be merciful and that you would draw.Those that are in darkness, to your truth, to the true light.
但是主啊，我们请求你将那些在黑暗当中行走的人，能够吸引到你的面前，真光闪耀他们的生命。
And that through your Holy Spirit, we bring conviction and regeneration in their lives.
主啊，透过你的圣灵赐给他们生命当中灵力的重生。
So they would realize the light that could come and enlighten their souls.
主啊，让那些行走在黑暗当中的人当中。 直到他们可以来到你的面前信靠你。
And so as we conclude, Father, help us to not just simply appreciate the true light,
主啊，帮助我们不光光看到真光的美好，
but I'll just allow his light to shine ever so brightly in our lives.
主啊，让你的真光照射在我们的生命当中。
To you be the glory.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一起起立，来唱回应诗歌，回应牧师的信息。
请问你是否困倦烦恼，真无光明黑暗漫步，只一仰望出走的光明，生命更自由丰富，当转眼仰望定在他奇妙慈容，在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然显为虚空，主已从死亡进入永生，随处走去，罪的权势不能再辖制，我们已得胜有余。当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙慈容，在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然显为虚空。救主的应许永不变更，全心信靠万事安稳，快去传扬他谦卑救恩，使凡信的人免沉沦。当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙慈容，在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然显为